Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bombshell alert. I mean, Lee, for The Intercept, okay, to break the story, The Intercept is a hardcore left-wing publication.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not coming from the right. This is not coming from Trumpsters. The Intercept. And they're not backing down. And this is a problem for Fauci, because he could just roll his eyes at Rand Paul and pretend that Rand Paul is an idiot. Never mind that Rand Paul actually has more medical qualifications than he does, because he went further in medicine in school, but whatever. And this is The Intercept now. So this is going to be hard to brush off as just a Fox News attack on Fauci. And they are not backing down. They are spelling this out very simply. Anthony Fauci lied. Anthony Fauci hit a grant. He's been saying he didn't do gain-of-function research. What is that? That is where you take a virus that, one, does not have any natural proclivity to jump to humans. It doesn't jump to humans, right? It's an animal virus. We have no danger from it. You not only teach it to jump to humans, you make it more virulent. You rev it up so that it spreads among humans more quickly. And then you do something that is unconscionable. You make it more deadly. Let that sink in. He did it. He funded it. He hid the grant application. He went under oath before Congress and said he did none of those things. He perjured himself. He lied. And that's where we are this morning. According to The Intercept, the left-wing publication, the grant was, quote, a roadmap to the high-risk research that could have led to the current pandemic. They say he's repeatedly insisted in his Senate testimony that the research being funded by the NIH and the WIV did not qualify as gain of function. But oh, looky right there in this grant application, $3 million more bucks. Says it right there. Gain of function. He's doing it the whole time. Dr. Richard Ebright, a biosafety expert and professor of chemistry and chemical biology at Rutgers University, tells The Intercept that Fauci's declaration that his research has not ever, does not now, is not ever gain of function is demonstrably false. And quotes the actual research grant, which they got with a FOIA, in which he is enhancing, quote, resulting from the enhancement of the transmissibility and or virulence of the pathogen. So you teach it to jump, you make it more deadly, and you teach it to move. So this is bad, right? But yeah. As Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who's also a doctor, explained yesterday, Lee, let me just play this and I want to hear what you think. It's so much worse than that. Because these several hundred pages of FOIA docs also show something else. You might want to sit down for this or pull your car over. Fauci is still funding research at the Wuhan lab.
Why?
Oh, I could say why, but we all know why. It doesn't need to be said. We know why. Come on, everybody knew about it. Remember the Vanity Fair article? Another left-wing publication,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah.
And what did they do? They went to the State Department. They started asking about Fauci's research. Because remember, people at the State Department were terrified. They were sending cables back. Oh, my God, this thing is going to leak out of Wuhan, right? Those cables went back to 20, definitely 2018, might have been 2017. I have to double check, but I know at least 2018, our own State Department people are like, we're going to die here because this research Fauci's doing at the Wuhan lab. So everybody's State Department knows. And the Vanity Fair calls them up, and they're people are like, yeah, we don't talk about it because it'll open a can of worms if we start looking at where the funding came from. Remember that? Can of worms?
Oh, yeah.
So they all know this is the federal government is doing this, folks. COVID, federal government, brought to you by. That's where we are today. And they're still funding it. Here's Rand Paul talking about this last night on Hannity. This is the takeaway. They're not done.
We know for sure, with absolute certainty, that the NIH, Dr. Fauci, did fund the Wuhan lab and continues to fund it. The newly released documents from Intercept show that there's another grant that goes 2020 to 2025. So the money continues to flow to Wuhan.
That is astonishing when you consider that the Pompeo State Department, completely independent investigation. These are not Trump appointees. These are career investigators. The same guy who uncovered the Iranian nukes. He's worked for Obama. He's worked for Bush. He's not partisan. Way predated Trump. Said, yes, it came out of the Wuhan lab. Period. End of memo. And the Biden administration came in, threw that conclusion in the trash and said, oh, we need to do it again. And our intel agencies claim that we just can't ever know without the help of the Chinese. Well, we already did know. That investigation was over. So not only do we know that this virus came out of lab, we don't know if they deliberately released it or if it leaked out. That's the part they weren't sure about at the State Department. But the rest we know. Now we find out they're still funding it. Now listen to this. Let me tie this. Let me click the pieces together. The Democrats had a chance to stop the funding at the Wuhan lab because Rand Paul sponsored, and it passed with large bipartisan support in the Senate, a measure to say to ban this funding. You cannot do any gain of research, function research or virus research in partnership with the Chinese or anywhere in China ever again. Passed, big bipartisan support, gets to the House. Guess who killed it?
That would be Democrats.
That would be Democrats. Here's Rand Paul on that last night.
So the money continues to flow to Wuhan. I forced a vote about a month ago in the Senate, and we actually won unanimously, no longer to fund the Wuhan Institute, no longer to fund this research in China, yet it hasn't been signed by the president, it hasn't been passed by the House yet. We do know that Dr. Fauci lied about the funding. He continues to say there wasn't gain of function. The reason he'll continue to his grave to lie about this is once it's acknowledged that this was very risky research and that he was funding it, then guess what? Then if it came out of the lab, some moral responsibility, if not legal responsibility, attaches to Dr. Fauci and the NIH for funding this. He's been asking in recent times, does he still support funding research in China? And he says yes.
He says yes.
Why? Why on earth are American tax dollars going to fund any type of research at any Chinese scientific office or agency? There's no reason. There's absolutely no justifiable reason that our tax dollars should be going to conduct research anywhere offshore, especially with a nation that is certainly no ally economically or militarily to this country. I mean, it's one thing if we're maybe helping out the English, you know, maybe doing some research with the Brits on something, or, you know, Canada or, you know, Japan or whatever. I can get that, or Germany. But why in the world are American tax dollars going to a virology lab in Wuhan, China, communist China?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. See, because we've had plenty of chances to answer that. The Democrats have killed every single one. McCarthy, to his credit, minority leaders, Republican in the House, tried to investigate it. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat leader, killed the investigation. Then remember, the other piece of legislation went through the Senate and very broad bipartisan support, Democrats and Republicans, it was almost unanimous. That legislation would have declassified all our intel so we could find out where did it come from? We know where it came from. Came from the Wuhan lab. State Department's already told us, but we'd at least get to see the intel, right? Democrats killed it. And then, okay, Rand Paul's like, okay, well, let's pass a bill, because it passed through the Senate unanimous, as he just said there. Let's stop him. Let's just stop the funding to the Chinese. Let's do that. Nancy parks it. So this is Democrat Party policy.
Yeah.
This is what they want for whatever reason. I can't fathom it. They don't want congressional investigations. They certainly don't want you to see the intel. They don't want you to know where it came from. And they just buried a State Department. See, that was the whole, our intel agencies just came out with the, well, we don't know where it came from. Gosh darn. Well, and their excuse is China wouldn't help us. Well, I'm sorry. The State Department figured this out months ago under Trump. Put it out. Came from the Wuhan lab. That's where it's from. We're done. So they had to, and I've told you how they killed that, they had to pretend like the investigation was still ongoing. And so they told the press, well, we ended that investigation. We're doing our own. That investigation was done. Report was written, long since reported in the New York Post, old news. But they pretended to end the investigation so they could do another one saying, well, we just don't know. So as far as I'm concerned this morning, COVID impacted your life, your business, your family, your health? Well, it was courtesy of the Democrat Party and the Communist Chinese, and I can't tell where one ends and the other one begins.
Brought to you by the DNC.
And Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
You know what's really scary? Right now, and this would be the perfect crime, if the Chinese wanted to. I mean, as Pompeo warned us, there's 70 other labs like this. Wuhan was a Chinese bioweapon lab. What's to stop them from letting another one of these out? It'd be the perfect crime.
Well, who's to say that another one isn't already out?
Who's to say Delta didn't come out of one of these labs?
Now the, what is it, the MU or Mu variant?
Who's to say that or Lambda didn't come out of one of these labs? Well, they tell us it's a variant. A variant from where? Oh, the unvaccinated. It's from the unvaccinated. Lovely. Love to see a study that proves that. I mean, literally the Chinese could do this and they would get away with it. They know that. This is what makes it so dangerous. They know they will get away with it because they've watched the Democrats cover it up and get in the way of any effort to investigate it. So what does that tell them? Get out of jail free card. Do it again. We're telling them to do it again. Maybe on purpose this time, or maybe last time was on purpose. Love to see the intel, but the Dems won't let us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do you think the American people are seeing through Joe? Not going to wonder, there's just little signs everywhere. If you are on the internet at all, you've probably seen the viral football game videos this weekend, racking up millions of views. Young people, not older people. It's college football. One of them was Coastal Carolina. Six games, six different parts of the country. One of them blue. Actually, two of them were blue. The kids start chanting. It's F.U. Joe Biden. Where they got that, there is a young rapper out of Florida who's got a rap along those lines. That's where that chant came from. It's breaking out about at football games. It wouldn't be that interesting to me if it was breaking out at, you know, bingo tables and older people. But these are young people. I have never, in the entire time I've covered politics, as frustrated as you and I and everybody else has gotten with people like Barack Obama, I have never seen a president heckled in the street like Joe Biden was yesterday. I've never seen that in my life. Culturally, it's just not done in this country. We might take to social media and say the most, well, we used to when we were still allowed free speech. We might take to social media and say the most scathing things. So scathing that family members don't end up at Thanksgiving or Christmas. We don't yell in the street. We don't do that. We don't heckle a president like that. Unless that president pushes you so far, so hard, that it's becoming the norm. This is New Jersey. Listen. And listen to the absolute, I mean, these people who are heckling him, they're not trolls out for fun. There is pain in these people's voices. They are enraged. They are hurt in the heart for America. You can hear it. And that's why these videos are getting the attention they are. Here's Joe. He's in the street. By the way, did you see Joe in these videos? Dude can barely walk. You see how he moves? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, by the way, you need to check this out. It's not just us. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of unprecedented things, y'all. It's the BBC. You know, the state media of Britain. And Europe is literally breaking up with Joe Biden. They are having elections all over the place in Europe, different places. And the leaders that are running on the right and left are literally falling all over themselves to tell their followers and their voters how they will not be like Joe Biden. They will not deal with Joe Biden. They will not deal with America. They are not going to be like America. They have nothing to do. And they're even accusing their opponents of alliances with Joe Biden to take them down. Europe loved Joe in June. Listen to these. I've never heard this. You ever heard? Am I missing some political insight? Maybe there's one I've forgotten. I've never heard this kind of heckling before on the streets of America. And you know what's different about this heckling? We've seen Trump supporters line the roads when Joe's speaking somewhere, right? We've seen that, and they're waving their signs, Trump won, right? I'm not talking, that's partisan heckling, okay? This is not partisan. This is from the heart. This is a cry of pain. And you know what's interesting? There wasn't a single Joe supporter there. Not one. Not one person turned up to see the president. New Jersey. New Jersey. I mean, it's not like we're talking Alabama here. You know what I'm talking about? It's not like this is, you know, Duncan, South Carolina, where you think I was going to be Trump supporter. This is New Jersey.
Leave them in ruins and leave Americans behind. Leave Americans behind.
It's sad. It's sad that America has come to this. It's sad. Despicable. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
We'll leave you behind. You guys, check the air. We'll leave you guys behind.
That's great.
Leave yeah. No American behind.
Ronald Wiltrick buried in Arlington, 2011, December 11th. For what? He lost his life for what?
That's not partisan, y'all. That's pain. And here's Joe's classless, heartless response. He says he was there, you know, working on climate change.
Biden dismissing the hecklers, accusing them of ignoring climate change.
They don't live there.
That's right. That's right.
They don't live. They don't understand.
Oh, they understand perfectly, Joe. They care about human life, something you're incapable of. But let me hit this real quick, Tim. Give me 30 more seconds and then start the music, okay? That'll time me out. Headline, BBC. Okay, BBC. Remember how they loved him? Oh, my God, Macron fell all over Biden at the G7 in June. America's back, man! Headline, the BBC, Afghanistan crisis. How Europe's relationship with Joe Biden turned sour. BBC, y'all. BBC. And you should read it on my Facebook page. I'll get into some of this later, actually, as I go. It is European leader after European leader after European leader after European leader in the right, on the left, in Berlin, From, like, here it is. But in capitals across Europe, the BBC writes. From London to Berlin, Afghanistan has soured the sweetness of Joe Biden's honeymoon. It's not the fact of the withdrawal itself that's rankled, but the U.S.'s lack of coordination with its allies. Yeah, we betrayed them. We betrayed them. Compromising, you won't read this in an American newspaper, compromising troops from 36 countries, three quarters of whom were non-American. Why? Why are they mad? Because he didn't tell them we were pulling out. Remember how he lied? At the G7, according to Bloomberg, he was on the podium, he points to Boris Johnson and says, leave your embassy open in Kabul. We're going to leave enough of a force there that you can do that. Leave your people there. Leave them on the ground. And we pulled everybody out. And remember how we did it? Middle of the night. We betrayed them. And you know why we did? Because if there's troops from 36 countries in Afghanistan and we'd given them like a month, so now we're going to pull out totally. Here's a month, though, to get your people out. You know what they would have done? They would have filled the 2,500 slots. That's all it was. 2,500 soldiers it took us to control that country. And the Taliban would have never come to power. And the Biden people wanted the Taliban in power so bad that they left our allies in the middle of the night after telling them not to evacuate. That's what they did. And Europe knows it. They know it. Their intel leaders know it. This was a move to install the Taliban at the expense of troops and citizens from 36 countries. And they are getting eaten up over it by the BBC. I have never seen this. Not for a liberal politician from America. Never.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Y'all, you know, there are police officers, public servants, and people generally all over the country right now who've been fired for simply peacefully coming to the Capitol to protest on January 6th. People who never even went into the Capitol. They were just there. And that was enough, man. That was enough. Because you might not have broken any laws, but man, you were nearby people who did. That made you, man, you were like the Taliban. We've got grandmothers, and we've profiled their cases both on the show and on the Battleground podcast, who literally had the door held open for them. There's video of it. By Capitol police officers, they walked into the Capitol, didn't touch a thing, didn't hurt anybody, waved their Trump flag. Full FBI through the door, kicked through with a couple dozen agents. That's how serious they told us January 6th was. Because, you know, someone had died. Remember, Capitol police officers died by insignia, but then that turned out to be a lie. Nobody died. Ashley Babbitt was murdered by the police, but no one cares. But no, nobody was killed. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. And some old grandmas who, many of whom were let in to the Capitol by Capitol police. Still don't have a good explanation for that. That's why the Democrats don't want you getting a hold of the video. They still won't turn it over. Nancy Pelosi controls it all. The Capitol Police answer to her. Why won't she show you the video? Because there's going to be a bunch of Capitol Police officers holding the door open for elderly people who didn't know any better, that they couldn't go into the Capitol. That's why. But we're told this was an absolute atrocity. The worst since Pearl Harbor. No worse than Pearl Harbor. Worse than 9/11, the Democrats have said. It's always a horror. But, like, nobody died. Nobody even got seriously hurt. But they don't say anything about this. Remember Kamala Harris's bail fund? Where if you had committed vandalism, violence, burning, looting, in the name of punishing innocent business owners who were completely unrelated to the George Floyd situation, why, you were a good person, and we needed you out to do more. Go ahead, burn down a couple more blocks. Need I remind you, $50 million in a single night in Kenosha. $300 million plus. That was as of this summer, the total, in Minneapolis. And there's Kamala. There's Kamala on her Twitter feed, man, raising money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Because $300 million worth of damage to innocent business owners was not enough, and they need to suffer, even if they were black. I will never forget the black refugee from Africa who came to this country, worked as a firefighter. His dream was to own a bar, and after years, he finally did it. And he has tears rolling down his face as these protesters are ripping the safe from his floor after destroying the bar, all while the cameras are rolling on local television, tears running down his face. He was black. And Kamala Harris is raising money for the people who did it. That's the kind of people who are running this country. They're not normal. I think they're evil. And now we learn. Can you imagine what a scandal this would be? Can you even imagine if anybody in Congress were raising money to bail out January 6th protesters? What, Nancy's laptop got a little damaged in that? Is that what happened? $300 million worth of damage? Wasn't an immigrant with tears running down his face? Wasn't dead and injured cops, including the one shot execution style in Las Vegas? He will be a vegetable for the rest of his life. He was just 29. I bet you don't even know his name. And this woman raises money to bail them out. Can you imagine if Trump supporters or members of Congress had bailed out January 6th protesters by raising money? Can you even imagine? They probably would have got the FBI boot through their door. But it's Kamala, so it's cool. And guess what one of them just did? George Howard, real winner, 48. Yeah, he killed a guy. Road rage. He got mad. So he shot the driver after he was, you know, bailed out on domestic assault charges so he could continue the very good work that he was doing, protesting. This is who the left is. Why do we let them treat us like this? Why do we fall all over ourselves going, oh my God, January 6th was so bad. No, we'd never raise money to bail out somebody who did that. Folks, $2 billion plus worth of damage. A record for the insurance industry done by the left, and she's bailing them out? And now we got a murder on our hands. If you see her, thank Kamala for the murder. Here's her tweet, June 1st, 2020. If you're able to chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. Well, folks, there wasn't anybody peacefully protesting who was arrested. I got news for you. These were violent protesters. They looted, they burned, they assaulted. And now Luis Damian Martinez Ortiz, 38, is dead. Thanks to Kamala Harris. Good work, honey. I hope you never get any closer to the lovers of power than you are, because that's going to be a terrifying day for America. The Minnesota Freedom Fund tweeted Friday admitting its role in putting Howard back on the streets. And they deleted their account, but it's been archived. Now watch this, watch this. Do you remember how every Republican was quiz? But folks, we have FBI agents, I kid you not, right now getting congressional phone call records to see if anybody in Congress was talking to anybody at the protest where nobody died and nothing was burned out. How about the FBI go get Kamala's phone records as part of their murder investigation? How about that? See the problem here? It's a pretty big problem. But you know what? As long as our Democrat, as long as our Republican leaders in Congress tolerate this double standard, it'll stand. It'll stand. You can text us on the text line, 713-0785. Apparently, three-lane shutdown. Oh, what a nightmare. We're on mile marker 67. I'd just love to know if you're out there, if you're stuck in there. Is it clearing at all? Let us know what it is. Best traffic reporters are those on the ground who want to get moving. All right, let's jump on the line with Michael. Welcome, Michael. Hello. You want to tell me about Greenville High School, and I think what did the COVID situation there?
Yes. So my son is a freshman, and he was at football practice yesterday. It was about 4:30. I get a call from the school. Figured it was just automated, but it was somebody on the line, so I knew something was bad. And he proceeded to tell me that Jack needed to stay out of school for 14 days because he was exposed to somebody that, get this, came to school with symptoms, was tested on Saturday, got results on Tuesday that he was positive for COVID. And now my son has to be out of school for 2 weeks, even though he has no symptoms.
Wow. Have you tested him?
No. Well, we're going to test him on day five, okay, which is the protocol for the DHEC. And, you know, I've called everybody that I can at Greenville High, the principal. I've talked to Dr. Fitzpatrick of the Greenville School District, and they said, you know, because if you look at it, basically the flow plan of the information that parents have is that they're following DHEC guidelines. And so I asked, why can't there's a section that says if right now it's 14 days and otherwise you can do you can shorten the quarantine by taking a test on day five. And then that can clear you through. But the Greenville school system, they don't have a system set up to accommodate that. You know, they only had all summer to plan for this. So now basically they're pretty much, we're just stuck with 2 weeks out of school. He loves football. It's like his, you know, thing he loves to do most. And so he has to be out of 2 weeks of football as well.
I've been on this since the beginning of school, and I'm literally watching my daughter's team go through this. They are 3-0, and they are being defeated and probably will be defeated tonight by COVID idiocy because several of the girls on the team who have tested negative are not sick, are in this stupid quarantine too. So they can't play. And so they literally are not going to be able to defeat this other team because the starters are out. And so literally their record is not going to be undefeated because of COVID-19. How should I put this very carefully? These kids are banned from like school and they're banned from other stuff, but they're getting together outside school with other kids from other school systems. Like they're still taking part in other activities outside of school that we know of. So this whole idea of, well, we're going to ban them from sports, ban them from school. Okay, well, they're going to spread it outside of school. I mean, the idea you could control the spread of this thing, I guess, is what's so laughable.
Exactly. Well, Tara, what I'd ask is that any parent that's listening now that has a child in Greenville County Schools, we need to blow up the phones at Greenville County School System to show that this is not the right way to handle this situation and that it is not helping the kids. 2 weeks out of school is hurting kids.
Yes. Let me ask you this question real quick because we're running out of time. Do they have any kind of e-learning program for him, or he's just SOL?
No. He basically has to. Some of the teachers have, you know, the video stuff, uh-huh, but not all do. So, but he's basically on his own to contact his teachers, and make do with it for himself.
On the flip side, too, parents, I would say, too, you know what? If you send a kid to school right now who's sick, that is profoundly selfish. Keep him home.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep him home.
I was ready to go through the ceiling when I heard what the parent did.
Is he the kid who doesn't get to play on the football team because he's out for the first games? I had another parent text me just completely so upset about that this morning. They are destroying sports for these kids. Kids who are not sick. And are not positive. It's pretend COVID is what it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.